Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to share with you this hour. Plus, if you have something to share with me, you got a question or a concern or a comment, 877-726-8255 is our number. And the doctor will see you now, and the wait times are minimal. I cite here an article, appointment wait times continue to rise amid concerns of physician shortages. New survey finds that wait times increased by 8% across four specialties since 2017. I'm not talking about a wait time of a half an hour or 45 minutes in the doctor's office as you sit there and page through a mutilated copy of Parade magazine in the waiting room with some suspicious-looking characters who are coughing. I'm talking about the number of days a patient had to wait for a new appointment in four different specialties, OBGYN, cardiology, orthopedic surgery, and dermatology. Check this out. The average number of days a person had to wait for a new patient appointment was 26 days in cities including New York, Los Angeles, and Seattle. New appointment wait times increased from 24 days on average in 2017. And 21 days on average in 2004. So it went, you know, 2004 was 21 days, 2017 was 24 days, now it's 26 days. For an OBGYN appointment, 31 and a half days, 19% increase. Cardiology, which is particularly critical. Man, you need a cardiology appointment? That's your ticker. That could be a life-threatening condition. There's a 26% increase from 2017, 21 days then, now 27 days. Orthopedic surgery, they're anxious to get you in. there's an increase of 48% from 2017. It's worse, but they still get you in pretty quickly, particularly if you have good insurance. Wait times for dermatology appointments, an average of 35 days. And that's because, they just don't have enough dermatologists. I went to the dermatologist, and usually it's a doctor who sees me. I saw a nurse practitioner. She was quite competent, but she looked all of about 24 as she looked me over. The only specialty to see a decrease in wait times is family medicine, which still averaged 21 days wait time for an appointment, but it's getting better. And there's a major shortage of doctors. By the year 2034, especially with people aging and the baby boomers reaching an age where they're going to have a lot of medical conditions, there's a shortfall estimated of 77,000 physicians by 2034. So that's pretty scary, especially since many Americans are living longer. It's projected that the U.S. population over the age of 65 is expected to grow by 42% by that year, 2034, and there'll be 70,000 less physicians to treat them. 877-726-8255 is our number. That number, as I say, is available to you 24/7. No wait, but... we have a question from somebody who recorded a question last week. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Diane from Scranton. I have a question about calcium supplementation and how important is it? I know there was a lot of it, about a lot of news about it in the 80s, and then it became you can't take the calcium without the magnesium, and you can't take that without the D. Can't take the D without the K2, and you can't take calcium carbonate, and you can't take magnesium oxide, and it all became very confusing, and I stopped taking calcium supplementation. So I do take magnesium glycinate. So anyway, I just wanted you to address that if you could, and try to simplify it for me and various audience. Interesting.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, so you're a very astute listener, because it's true that the bloom is off the rose on calcium. Calcium was something that I remember when I began my career in the 1980s, doctors were recommending that people take enormous numbers of Tums to prevent osteoporosis. And Tums, the least bioavailable form of calcium, was thought to, you know, hey, kind of makes sense. Bones are made of calcium, so you eat a lot of calcium, they'll go right, the calcium will go to your bones and fortify your bones. Well, since then, you know, study after study after study has shown that calcium, especially calcium alone, does very little to stave off osteoporosis. And especially in people who get even a moderate amount of calcium from their diets. You can get calcium from dairy. You can also get calcium from green leafy vegetables, sardines, salmon. These are sources of calcium. And so you're right that calcium is less efficacious unless administered with companion nutrients like magnesium and vitamin K and vitamin D. But even studies looking at vitamin D plus calcium have shown kind of meh results when it comes to preventing osteoporosis. Maybe they should have added vitamin K and other nutrients. So these days, I'm not prescribing high doses of calcium to my female patients who are at risk of osteoporosis. And you could well do fine with your dietary sources of calcium or the modest amount of calcium that's in a multivitamin. And yes, there are more bioavailable forms of calcium. Calcium carbonate is the least bioavailable. Calcium citrate is by far more bioavailable. There's also concern about a surfeit of calcium. You take too much calcium and it'll find its way to all the wrong places, looking for calcium in all the wrong places. Paraphrase a song. And what that'll do is it'll cause calcium deposition in your joints, which can cause calcinosis and frozen joints. But it'll also find its way to your arteries. And there are some suggestions, although it's not entirely been finalized in terms of scientific proof, that too much intake of calcium, it can find its way into your blood vessels and cause calcium deposits. So I wouldn't go too aggressive on calcium. And especially for men who are more prone to cardiovascular disease and are less prone to osteoporosis, I wouldn't take massive amounts of calcium. I'd probably take about 200 to 400 milligrams of elemental calcium. I mean, that's how you have to read a label. It's not the weight of the tablet. It's the amount of calcium that it contains. And usually that's expressed as elemental calcium. So the pill may weigh, 500 milligrams. It's not 500 milligrams of calcium. It may deliver 180 milligrams of calcium, depending on the form that you take. So there you have it. I think you're on the right track to be a little bit conservative about calcium intake, and you're following the trends, and you are an informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. When we return, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of tea. These days, I'm making an effort to drink more of the stuff. This is Intelligent Medicine. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, Wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk about the benefits of tea, because these days, well, usually I drink a lot of decaf. Caffeinated coffee makes me too speedy. I'm hyper enough. So I guzzle decaf, and from time to time I add a scoop, a generous scoop of Flava Naturals cocoa powder to my decaf. I make kind of a mocha cocoa drink. And I find that very helpful. There are beneficial polyphenols there, but there's also some real beneficial substances in tea. All kinds of protective flavanols, as well as things like theanine. L-theanine has the ability to help you with focus and concentration, but at the same time relax you and make you more mellow. It sounds paradoxical, but it's sort of calm focus. And I have in my hands an entire supplement to the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition devoted to research on the benefits of tea. And it runs about 100 pages. And it's got a lot of different chapters. One chapter is headed Tea Consumption and Cardiovascular Disease Risk. And it was found that when it comes to stroke, there was a consistent dose-response association. In science, a dose-response association is the most compelling, because when you take a little, you get some benefit. You take more, you get more of a benefit, and on it goes. So it's about the dosage, and it really suggests that tea is the factor. There was about 80% of the normal risk of stroke in tea drinkers when high and low intakes were compared, with the high dose being about 3 cups per day. And there's also evidence that tea may help the microbiome. We now know that the gut bacteria have a big impact on many areas of health. And here they link the gut to cardiovascular health, the gut-heart connection. And there's something in tea that helps foster a good blend of bacteria in your intestinal tract, which then make healthy substances that travel all throughout your bloodstream. Another chapter heading here, does tea prevent cancer? Evidence from laboratory and human intervention studies. And what they conclude here is that although many questions remain with regard to the exact dosage and which of the tea constituents are responsible for the cancer protective effect, there's no question that green tea and green tea catechin have been shown to inhibit tumor formation in a variety of organ sites and can be effective when administered either during for prevention or after the development of cancer. Black tea has also shown cancer preventive effects in laboratory models. So there's the tea-cancer connection. And then there are studies that look at catechin and caffeine-rich teas for control of body weight in humans. There's evidence that when you combine EGCG with some caffeine, you're going to get, I mean, this is, you know, we're not talking slam dunk, you know, lose 30, 40 pounds. We're talking, you know, minor adjustments to your body composition, but worthwhile contributions if you can get 1-3% synergy with your exercise and diet. So the article suggests tantalizingly
that green tea can be part of your weight loss regimen. And you can also take, you know, like green tea, some people find the taste abhorrent. You can take concentrates of green tea in capsules, as I do. And bone health. Wow, that's pretty amazing. They say that a short-term clinical trial of green tea polyphenols has translated the findings from animals to postmenopausal osteopenic women. So they're beginning to see benefits in human osteoporosis. And finally, acute effects of tea consumption on attention and mood. And for sure, there are benefits. I mean, that's why it's tea time is such an important tradition in the UK and all throughout the British Commonwealth, where they introduce tea. And it has a different effect than caffeine. Americans are very caffeinated. We always want to go. You know, work three jobs, take care of the kids, take graduate level courses simultaneously. The Brits keep calm and steady on. And that's the benefit that can be achieved with just a little bit of caffeine, about one third the amount of caffeine in high test coffee and the L-theanine that you find in green tea. Here's another beneficial substance. It's aged garlic extract. And we want to offer congratulations to our longtime partner, Wakanaga of America, makers of Kyolic aged garlic extract, on their 50th anniversary. They've been hanging in there and committed to excellence for five decades. Their staying power is a testament to the quality and scientific rigor that they bring to the field of nutrition, and we're grateful for all the studies that they've underwritten. I'm especially impressed by their investment in research to validate the efficacy of products like their Kyolic line of aged garlic extract. I'm a longtime user, don't go a day without it, and I encourage my patients to take Kyolic as well. Wakanaga produces excellent results for people with a wide range of health challenges, whether immune, cardiovascular, blood sugar, blood pressure, or cholesterol. They've got a whole range of products containing Kyolic aged garlic extract to help maintain your health. And to show their thanks, Wakanaga is having a 50th anniversary sweepstakes giveaway each month in 2022. You can visit drhoffman.com/Kyolic to enter for a chance to win 1 year's supply of your favorite Wakanaga product. That's drhoffman.com/Kyolic. No purchase necessary. Winner randomly drawn each month. Please see sweepstakes rules on their website at kyolic.com. And congratulations again to Wakanaga on 50 years of superior quality nutritional supplements. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-8255 to get on the program. And Rita's availing herself of that opportunity. She's from Iowa. How are you, Rita?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I actually have a lot of questions for you, but I'm going to have surgery the first part of October. It's for abdominal wall. I have a very large hernia. Actually, I have two.
Yeah.
I'm not
so
overweight.
So it's to repair a hernia. You have what's called a ventral hernia, which is kind of a split in the middle. Have you had
right.
kids? You've had pregnancies?
I have, but the reason that I have it is because I've had two open hiatal hernia surgeries. And so this is why I've ended up with this.
So what you're saying is along the scar line, the tissue is weak and okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And so my doctor said I'd be in the hospital for 7 days. I'd come home with three drain tubes and the mesh would be about the size of a piece of typing paper that he'll put in.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, big. So I'm also diabetic, but I'm not overweight. But I control my diabetes with berberine and diet and exercise. And so one of the things that I was wondering, I have to stop all my vitamins and.
No, hold on right there. I mean, that's what they say. And they say that on the basis that. That's what they say. And they say that on the basis that there are some potential interferences. And so without any understanding of drug-nutrient interactions or drug-supplement interactions, they say, don't take anything! Just avoid all supplements! And that's a big mistake. It's a little bit like saying, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of highway accidents and fatalities in the country, and therefore you should never drive anywhere. I mean, that would, you know, that's actually an exaggeration because in terms of the number of people who are screwed up by drug nutrient interactions or drug supplement interactions, you could probably count them on, two hands when it comes to surgical mishaps that occur because maybe somebody's bleeding too much because they took too much fish oil, or maybe, someone who, is taking too much ginkgo biloba that makes them bleed more. Or maybe they took St. John's wort, which makes the anesthesia not work as effectively. It could interfere. So what I suggest is that people keep it simple with supplements. You know, maybe some of the esoteric supplements that you take go easy. But it's actually important that you take supplements because things like vitamin C and zinc and, you know, many of the other things you find in a multi can actually help you with healing. And you don't want to be deprived of those, especially at a time when your body's under stress. So you can continue taking those safely. And the amount of vitamin E that's in a multi isn't going to make you bleed much. I mean, you'd have to take really high doses of vitamin E to get a blood thinning effect. Okay. So there you have it.
Okay, that sounds good. The only thing that I kind of wonder about, too, is the berberine. Because since I don't take metformin, I use the berberine instead.
Well, I don't think berberine is going to interfere with the surgery. But, you know, right at the time that your body is healing, you know, when you have, the mesh put in, you have the drains coming out of you. Maybe that's not the best time to be, you know, cramming a lot of supplements into you. You know, you may feel groggy. Right. You may be taking pain medication. You may have, issues with appetite. And so, yeah, don't take it. But I don't think it's going to interfere with the surgery. I think be perfectly fine.
Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Also, is there a brand of mesh that's the best? I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I can't tell you that I'm an expert on the latest mesh surgeries because mesh has been a real problem in the past. And in fact, they just settled an over $200 million lawsuit, class action lawsuit in Australia alone for implantation of mesh for hernias because the mesh was bad. It deteriorated. It was really hard to remove because it was like melted Gruyere cheese in the body. And, it was a terrible problem and created all kinds of pain and inflammation, suffering, and you couldn't get it out. The newer meshes, appear to be safer, because by the way, this is a high liability area for, companies like Johnson & Johnson, which has had to pay out enormously on these, mesh lawsuits. So when they, develop new products, they got to be ultra careful that the mesh isn't going to create difficulties. And yes, it's a foreign material, but I think they have gotten better at, making it so that the mesh does not create, inflammation and, the body doesn't try to reject it. So, there you go. I would trust in the, trust me, I'm a doctor. You know, that's kind of a tired old expression, but I think they've gotten to the point where they've nailed that mesh,
problem down. And that's the only way that you're actually going to fortify the tissue there. Because if we just, you know, cut you open and then sew you back together, even with, with steel sutures, it's still not going to be enough to hold in the abdominal contents, and you may be subject to problems. So there you have it. Thanks for your call, and all the best to you. And hey, call us back after the surgery. Let us know how it goes. 877-726-8255, our number. And let me share with you that I'm a big fan of NT-Factor lipids. Yeah, NT-Factor is something that improves energy, but there's a new aspect to NT-Factor. It turns out that NT-Factor lipids, according to the latest research, will improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like CoQ10 or curcumin, according to the studies, by more than 200%. So now there's another great reason to add NT-Factor to your daily regimen, and for a limited time, there's an introductory offer where you can buy one container of NT-Factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. You can get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT-Factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie, as I do. Or, if you're on the go and you don't have a blender, you can simply pop one of the pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT-Factor Lipids Powder, and you'll get patented energy wafers free just for a limited time. Stock up now, and it's a great opportunity to try these great energy-supporting and nutrient-absorbing products. All right, 877-726-8255. Let's go on the subject of trust me, I'm a doctor. Trust me, I'm a doctor is what they sometimes say. Headline here, fake doctor scammed women on dating sites in elaborate scheme. He's called the Casanova Scammer. He swindled 30 women out of $1.3 million with fraudulent credentials. So this guy, his name is Brian Brainerd Wedgeworth, Tallahassee, Florida. He used more than 6 different online dating services and 13 aliases to meet women, gain their trust, and then take their money. He posed as a doctor. He started the scam. This is really ingenious. He started the scam from a Georgia prison in 2016 while he was serving time for a previous case of fraud. He used apps like Hinge, Plenty of Fish, Coffee Meets Bagel, and Christian Mingle, and he initiated romantic relationships, going by one of 13 names, including Dr. Anthony Watkins, Dr. Brian Mims, and Dr. Brian Anderson. And he even snookered an actual doctor among his targets. He posted photos of himself dressed as a doctor to his social media profiles, and he forged a University of Pennsylvania diploma for a Bachelor of Science degree in biology. And he printed business cards with his false credentials. What he did is he cozied up to these women, seduced them, and then offered to pay off their debt. He then collected their personal information, quote, paying off their loans, but with closed bank accounts. When the women were notified that payments were made on their behalf, but before the payments cleared, he'd ask the women for cash or checks for various reasons. So he would say, oh, I'm going to pay off your debt. And, oh, by the way, now that I paid off all your debt, I paid off whatever, $10,000, $15,000. Can you just give me a couple of $1,000, because I went big on your behalf. According to his indictment, these false stories included that he did not have the funds necessary to pay the expenses for his fictitious medical practice because he paid off the women's debts and that his bank accounts were frozen due to a medical malpractice lawsuit. If the women didn't have the money, Wedgeworth would ask them to take out loans and give him the funds. He used the victim's money to buy jewelry, Rolex watches, and even college football game tickets. And then he would increase the women's credit lines, obtain new lines of credit, and withdraw cash advances of the women's credit card, debit card accounts. So, yeah, that when it was revealed to one of his victims that he was indeed the Casanova scammer, he tried to convince her that she was wrong. He said he was working undercover for the federal government to catch criminal correctional officers, which is why he had been incarcerated. So, yeah, it's true I was in jail, but I was just undercover in jail. The Casanova scammer news was just part of his cover story, he said. Right. So now he's finally come to justice. And so, you know, trust me, I'm a doctor. You know, doesn't always work out. 877-726-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Trust me, this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatrals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonatrals.com. That's flavonatrals.com. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, Vital Nutrients. I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, clinically relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Allerc. I like them so much I took them with me on my recent trip to Iceland. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. I use them myself and in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Also, another way to get through to us for our Q&A with Layla is questions@drhoffman.net. So you got two ways to get through to us with your questions. Prefer email, it's questions@drhoffman.net. If you would like to get online and record a question, as did this individual, it's 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, just curious as to what your thoughts are, stepping back from the allopathic model one moment and talking about chiropractors. They took a lot of heat during this pandemic and were shadow banned on all sorts of different social media platforms for claiming that the nervous system was connected to the immune system and therefore that chiropractic adjustments would essentially put your body in a state to be able to defend the virus more readily. It would build up the host, if you will. So curious as to what your thoughts are on that. I know the science is forever changing, and like you had mentioned, what science do we actually trust and go by? Because there is no gold standard. They say randomized controlled trials, systematic reviews, meta-analysis are the tip-top, but we know that's not true. They're not repeatable in certain circumstances. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks again.
Okay. So, you know, from the standpoint of conventional medicine, like you say, allopathic medicine, I presume you're a chiropractor. It sounds like you are standing up for your profession during a time where one of the last things that people could get during lockdown was an appointment with a chiropractor up close and personal, because a lot of offices were closed and a lot of people were scared into staying home. And chiropractic is one of those things that you can't do via telehealth, right? You know, unless you're a nutritional chiropractor and you don't manipulate people. So from the standpoint of conventional medicine, the notion that by, you know, pushing on a person's body, adjusting their spine, adjusting their neck, that this in some way affects the immune system is totally absurd, because they take a kind of a narrow view of what are some of the inputs to the nervous system. I'm not an expert on this subject, but I know that there is some plausibility to the notion that things like acupuncture, where you stick a needle into, say, somebody's arm or somebody's foot or somebody's leg, for millennia, acupuncture has been used to fortify people's immunity and to be a bulwark against infectious diseases, which probably were as rampant in Asia hundreds and thousands of years ago as they are now. You know, but that was the only game in town. When it comes to chiropractic, a similar principle, it may invoke, and we don't exactly know how it works, and we don't know how something works, the tendency is to disbelieve it. Mechanistically, it may be that adjusting the body, improving spinal flow, can affect the autonomic nervous system, which we know has a relationship with the immune system. So when it comes to evidence, you may say, well, that's just speculation. Well, actually, there are some studies, and I'm looking up here one study done at the Sid Williams Research Center in 1994. They took a group of HIV positive patients and they adjusted them. And what they found is that patients that were adjusted had a 48% increase in the number of CD4 cells, which is, these are called helper T cells. That's an important arm of the immune system. And there are similar studies. We can't go back that far and validate this, but during the flu pandemic of 1918, it was thought that chiropractors had an impact on the likelihood of dying of the flu. They say that when it came to comparing chiropractors to medical doctors didn't have much in their arsenal then. They don't have that much in their arsenal now against another flu pathogen, another viral pathogen. Well, the chiropractors did better. So doctors lost one patient out of 15. Chiropractors lost only one patient out of 789. Now that's, it's hard to know if that truly was the case. Can't go back 100 years or more to see the details of that study. But there's reason to believe that chiropractic, among its other benefits, chiropractic is not just, a lot of people have misunderstanding of chiropractic. They think it's just for back pain or neck pain. There's more to it than that. And there are more systemic effects. I think some of the claims made for chiropractic may be overwrought. You know, the chiropractic can cure all manner of god-awful diseases, as is the case for many branches of the healing arts. You know, the claims are sometimes overdone. But there's something to be said for the systemic effects of chiropractic manipulation and adjustment. We just haven't discovered exactly how these energy channels influence various organ systems in the body. So there you have it. All right. I'll remind you, our number is 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because while our time is waning, you can call during the week and record a question. All right. Finish the show. Let's talk about omega-3s. In a new study, they're linked to younger biological age. How do we measure biological age? Well, one of the ways is we measure telomeres. Telomeres are the little caplets at the end of your chromosomes. And when they shorten or when they wear away, just like the little caps on your shoelaces, your shoelaces unravel, or in this case, your chromosomes unravel, and that's game over. And what they discovered is that by using omega-3 fatty acid supplementation, telomere length was preserved. So interesting studies suggesting potential lifespan and health span benefits to omega-3 fatty acids, not just to prevent various diseases, but to attack the problem of aging itself. Well, thanks very much for joining us. You can get lots more information by going to drhoffman.com, subscribe to our newsletter.
download our podcasts. You can subscribe to them via Apple Podcasts or usual podcast service. Follow us on social media and have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.